Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, for the most part, I have enjoyed the series that we've had for Lent, Be Gracious to Me. And I've enjoyed the sermons also. I pray that you have also. I'm not just speaking because, hey, I'm speaking them, so they must be good. That has nothing to do with it. For the most part, as I said, I've liked them. But to be honest with you, did you notice the title of today's service? Vindication. And I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't agree with everything that whoever wrote it put into the service, into the sermon. Because it was almost like we want bad things to happen to those we don't like. To those who might have done something against us, might have made us angry in, let's say, kindergarten, and hold it against them all your life, even though you lived just a few blocks away from each other. You went to the same schools. You went to have the same friends. You graduated high school with this guy, and you always did not like him, and you wanted to be vindicated because of what happened in kindergarten. You held it inside of you all your life. People say, why don't you talk to him? Why don't you like him? I have my reasons. He'll get his. And then what happens? He comes to you when you have a family tragedy, and he says to you, I'd like you to do me a favor. Oh, yeah, thanks, bully. You want to do me a favor? My brother just died, and you want to do me a favor. And he says, I'd like for you to allow me to absorb the cost. Talk about vindication. I really got my vindication on him, didn't I? He did me a favor in a time of need. I don't even know if he really realized how much I detested him growing up. And yes, I detested him. Were you listening when Tom was reading the epistle lesson, and were you going along with all those wonderful attributes and characteristics of these people? And it might have been the epistle reading, yes. Oh, the people who will be lovers of self, lovers of money, proud, arrogant, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy. And do you wish that, okay, we've heard it. Can we stop? And yet it goes on. Heartless, unappeasable, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not loving good. Oh, good, we're coming to the end. Treacherous, reckless, swollen with conceit, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. It's done, right? Having the appearance of godliness, but denying its power. 18 attributes or characteristics. Doesn't sound good. Whomever those people are, they deserve everything that's coming to them. Right? Don't you believe so? Yes. Oh, that'd be great vindication when they get it. Wait. I don't know if I like that. Because I've done these things. And I'm sure you have too. Do you want to be vindicated against because of what you have done? How you have lived your lives? How you have treated other people? Yeah, we've all done it. We've all done it. And yet, if it's done to us, we wish, oh, I can't wait till you get what's coming to you. David had all kinds of things going on against him. He even had his own son, Absalom, go, you know, I want to be king now. I don't want to wait for dad to die. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to spread some rumors about him and talk to him. I'm going to whisper things about him and get people on my side so I could kill my dad and then I could be king. Yes. It didn't work out so good for Absalom because God was on David's side. But David would have rather had his son live rather than to die for what he had done. He actually even did not want his son to be killed, even when his treachery came out in the open. And then, Jesus. People said bad things about him. They spread rumors about him. They told lies against him. They testified to the untruth against him. They did all kinds of things. They plotted together to get him, to submit him to treacherous, horrible beatings and whippings and abuse and mocking. And then they strung him on a cross where he suffered and died. Yeah, they were sure vindicated. They got Jesus, didn't they? They thought they did. They thought they did. That Jesus was vindicated when he rose and then ascended into heaven. Where, it's really funny because the devil, when he saw Jesus go on that cross, he was probably laughing his head off. And then after Jesus breathed his last, he descended into hell, not to suffer, but to look at Satan and say, ha ha, I won, you lost, I defeated you, death and sin. Jesus was vindicated when he rose again. But while he was on that cross, why he went to the cross? Because of people who did these, had these 19 characteristics or attributes or a combination of them. That's why he went to the cross, for those people on this list. Who could be worse than that guy named Saul, who then became Paul, and who is the one that wrote this epistle? 13 epistles in all Paul wrote. He was one who went after those who believed in Jesus. And he had his eyes opened by becoming blind on the road to Damascus. But he was vindicated for what he had done wrong when Jesus died on the cross. And we all were vindicated for what we've done wrong when Jesus died on the cross. And what was he thinking when he was on the cross? What am I doing this for, those horrible people? Can you read that list? No. He was on the cross thinking of us, thinking that of all who have sinned against him, which is everybody, and saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Because of Jesus, we have been vindicated. And so now, those people that are our enemies, that are talking about us, that are putting Christianity down, that just don't like you because the way you looked at them someday or something, that you really want them to get it, what we want them to do is to repent of what they've done and to turn around and look to God and confess that Jesus is Lord and that he suffered and died for them. That's what we want. That's how we will be vindicated, by them turning to Christ, by our enemies becoming our brothers and sisters in Christ. That's what we pray for. When someone does something against us, pray, dear Father, reach them. Show them what they are doing is wrong. Bring them into your church. And when I say into your church, I'm not saying into Concordia Lutheran in Bourbon or St. Paul Lutheran in Cuba or where I'm a member, Emmanuel Lutheran in Washington or wherever you might be. We're not even saying bring them into a Lutheran church. We pray that they come to the church and believe in Jesus Christ as their Lord and their Savior. That would be the greatest vindication of all for those who do not believe, to be like the prodigal son and to come to the Father and saying, Father, forgive me, for I have sinned. And the Father will say to them, because of my son, Jesus Christ, I do forgive you. In the name of Jesus, amen.